the Atula. And now, based on what we've learned till now, move on Heitev, you could understand very well Mashikos Hashem, what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Sicho Saran, paragraph 96, Shehashai Oilomois Nivnin Mimachloikis, that the 310 worlds that the Tzadikim Azoicha to in the future are built from Machloikis, from opposition, from diverse, from conflict. Kidaiko al yedei sheyesh machloikis, because it's because of the fact that there is machloikis, sheze nimshach b'sharoshoy michol olaponoi, which all originates from that original vacant space that Hashem created, because we said that before that there was Hashem's infinite light, there was only oneness. Within oneness, you can't have any mach. There's no conflict. It's when Hashem decided to make a tzimtzum, Hashem kaviyochel pulled himself to the sides, vacated an area in which there could be a creation. Now there became two. Now there's Hashem and the creation. Within two, it's possible to have conflict. It's possible for the two to be completely united, in which case they're like one, or it's possible for them to be extremely disunited, where they're two or more, that kind of thing. So we said, as a result of this tzimtzum, or the cholol haponui, that's what created a possibility for machloikis. Vehu male kol machloikis l'sham. And the true tzaddik is the one who analyzes all the machloikis taking place in this physical world, and he elevates it to its source. He recognizes where this originates from. V'koilel hakoil betachlis v'achdus v'asholim. And the tzaddik is able to take all the conflict and plug it into unity and peace. Al yedei shehudonis hakoil l'kaf schus. Through the fact that the tzaddik has the ability to judge everybody l'kaf schus in a meritorious way, to find good in them and thereby not have to be separate and apart from them and distant from them, but rather he's one with everybody. And through this, by the tzaddik being able to resolve all the machlokes and make one unity and peace, through that he builds these 310 worlds, Shehem Kibul Aschar Shel Olam Haba, which represent the reward of the world to come, Shehem Ha'Cholos V'Abatim Shel Asogas HaLakus Yisborkanal. These are vessels of understanding of Hashem, of deep understanding of Hashem. Ki ikar binyonam al yedei atzimtzum al daika. Because the main thing that results in building these worlds and everything that's in them is the tzimtzum, shehu shoyresh hamachlokes, which is the source and the origin of all machlokes. Whereby the tzaddik was zeche to sweeten all of it, to resolve all the machlokes, and to elevate all of it to its source. And Rabbeinu Zal also explains over there in chapter 64 in Likut Imran, the Torah Boyal Paroi, which we also referenced in the previous year. Shehasogas bechinas hatzimtzum shel cholol haponui zehu biatzmoi kibul haschar shel hatzadikim losed lavoi. The ability to understand the tzimtzum of the cholol haponui, that will be the reward of the true tzadikim in the world to come. Kamei shekos hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Samach Daled, Ayin Sham, look over there. Hainu kanal. This ties into what we said before. Ki hatzadikim yizku laosid lahasig soid hatzimtzum azeh. The true tzadikim in the future will be zeche to understand the tzimtzum of the cholol haponi properly. V'aza yienas olehem hatzimtzum azeh kol ha'hecholois v'abatim sholehem. And then, as a result of this tzimtzum, will be generated all of the homes and the castles, the batim and hecholos of the true tzaddikim. Bechina shay oylamos, the 310 worlds. Shehu kibul aschar shelem losid, which defines the reward of the tzaddikim in the future. V'chol ze merumas b'shem Shakai. And all of this is hinted to in Hashem's name, Shin Dalad Yud, Shemarames al Kibul Haschar. That's the name of Hashem that represents reward for tzaddikim. K'meshekosav b'Avraham, as we see by Avraham Avinu, Hashem said him, Ani Kel Shakai, I am Hashem, Hisalech Lefonai v'heyei Tomim. Go before me, follow the path that I want you to, and be complete. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Anihu sheyesh dai be'elikusi l'chol beria. I am Hashem, and there's enough of me for everybody. There's enough of me to go around for everybody and to reward everybody. Lefikach, therefore, that's what Shin Dalad Yud means, shedai. There is enough, Hashem says. Don't worry. I have enough for everybody. I have enough billions and trillions to reward everybody. Lefiko, therefore, his salach lefonai, therefore, go before me, ve'eyelecho lelokai ule patron, and I will be your Hashem, I will be your patron, I will take care of you. Ve'ze b'chinas sheyesh dai. This is what's meant when we say that the name Shakai means there is enough. Dai, daika. Note that that's the word that's used, dai. Ki dai hu bechinas hatzimtzum. Because the term dai represents tzimtzum, constriction, boundaries, limitations. Kimavur batoira tiku beis belikute tanina. As Rabbi Nizal explains in the second tiku, of the second half of Likutei Moran, which means chapter 5 in Likutei Moran Tanina. Ayin Sham, look over there. When we say the word die means enough. Enough means stop. Stop means over there. Don't go any further. Don't add any more. If somebody's pouring a drink for me and they're pouring, I say, okay, die. Die means simtsum. Limits, boundaries. Don't just keep going on endlessly. Stop. Ki ikar kibul haschar hu daiko al yedei sheyesh dai v'tzimtzum b'hamoyach b'asogas alakusoi kol echod kefiyarkoi. Because the whole ability to receive reward from Hashem in the future is based on the fact that each and every one of us has dai and tzimtzum in our brain. We have limits in our brain, in which we're able to try to contain our understanding of Hashem, you know, to the degree that we can. V'zehu bi'atzmoi b'chineas oisiyos shakai, and this is Hashem's name, these letters, Shin Dalad Yud, Shai Dalad. Shai b'chineas hashai olamos. The Shai refers to the 310 worlds that are the reward of the tzaddikim in the future. Dalid hu bechinas dalid de'echod. And the dalid of Shakai corresponds to the letter dalid of Echod, which in the Sefer Torah and the Mezuzah is written extra large, that dalid. Shemamtik umeyached v'koilel be'echod kol ho'ar baruchos. That dalid of Echod represents, and in fact the Gemara says this, that when a person is saying the Shema, when they say Echod, they're supposed to think that the Dalid represents all four directions. And the word Echod means one, that I'm making one from all the four directions. All the different directions, it's all plugged into one Hashem. Sheheim bechinas hamachloikis shel tchilas hatzimtzum. This corresponds to the machloikis of the original tzimtzum, when Hashem first constricted himself, you know, to make room for creation, shetzrichin lahamtikoi, that we as Jews are required to sweeten that machlokes, al yedei emunas hayichud, through our faith in the unity of Hashem, shamaminim, whereby we believe, shekol ho'ar baruchos, v'chol atzimtzumim, v'chol hamachlokes, v'chilukei deyos, hanimshech mehem, that all the four directions and all the tzimtzumim, all the constrictions, and all the machloikis and differences of opinion, which all come from these tzimtzumim, they come from these four different directions. Hakoil nimshach meho echod yochid umeyuchad yisparashmai. All of it emanates from Hashem, from the oneness of Hashem. And this is how we zoche to go ahead and build those 310 worlds which represent Olam Haba. And these are the three letters of this word Shakai. We spoke about the Dai. So far we spoke about the Dai here. And we said Shedai, that there is enough. V'alkein koisven shem zeh b'mezuzah. And this is why we write this shem, this name of Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud, on the back of the mezuzah. Ki zeh ikar tikun habayis al yedei mezuzah. This is the main tikun for one's home through the mezuzah. Shehiyah b'chinas shalom bayis. That there should be a peace in the house. So that the person's residence in this physical world should be like one of the batim in the world to come. It should have that same blessing to it. Rabbeinu Zal had said in Sichoi Saran, chapter 96, which we quoted earlier, that the tzaddikim are zoicha to the 310 worlds, which are built from machloikis. As a result of the tzaddikim recognizing all the machloikis in this world and resolving them by judging everybody lekaf schus and making peace from all the machloikis, that's how they build their 310 worlds. Rav Nelson Zal went on to show us here how all machloikis originates from the original tzimtzum of the cholol haponoi. That's where it all comes from. And the tzaddik, when he sees all the diversity in this world, when he sees all the differences within the Jewish people, and then he sees all the differences among the other nations, he sees all the diversity and the conflict and everything, he knows where it all originates from. He knows that originally there was Hashem Echad, there was only the infinite light of Hashem. And at a certain point when Hashem decided to make the Tzimtzum, to make room for creation, that's the source of Midas Adin, that's the source of the Yetzirah, that's the source of Bechira, and that's the source of all machloikis. And by the tzaddik realizing that it's all from there, and being able to connect it, to reconnect, to take all the different machloikis, reconnect it to the Chol HaPonoi, and then reconnect it to Hashem, take it a step further, and know that the Chol HaPonoi comes from Hashem himself. That's also part of the oneness of Hashem. Through that, the tzaddik shows that he truly understands the Cholol Haponui, he understands all of this, which we said that itself is one of the definitions of the reward for tzaddikim in the future world. That the reward of the tzaddikim is going to be a deep, deep understanding of Hashem, including an understanding regarding this Cholol Haponui and everything related to it.